Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, this morning we are talking about the most popular pet in America, the most popular kind of pet. Many of you will say, all right, they're talking dogs. No, we're not. We're talking cats. Lauren Miele Morales is in the studio of the Catnip Times, and you are going to make a huge announcement, Lauren, about what you're going to be doing in Chicago in a couple of weeks. So first off, good morning. Thank you for
getting
up
so
early. Yeah, yeah. So let's begin here. What is, I don't want to bury the lead. So, you know what? I want to talk about the Catnip Times, but I want to start off by talking about this event.
Okay.
So, y'all ready? You ready for our big announcement? So, to make a big announcement, we need one of those official radio fanfares. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So, the official announcement is...
Meow Meetup Chicago, happening on July 21st and 22nd at the Donald D. Stevens Convention Center this summer.
The Meow Meetup.
Correct. Meowmeetup.com.
Okay, what is the Meow Meetup?
Meow Meetup is a huge cat convention, the first of its kind in the Chicagoland area.
A cat what?
Convention.
A convention of cats.
For cat lovers.
Oh, it's for cat lovers. It's not for cats.
Well, we'll have cats there, but it's for the cat obsessed, I like to say.
So the cats from all over Chicago won't be walking to the Donald Stevens Center. And bringing catnip with them. This is for people that want to learn more about cats.
Right.
And people who want to talk with one another about cats.
That's right, because there's a lot of us. And a lot of us have been afraid to come out of the closet, so to speak,
okay.
in terms of our crazy cat ladiness or crazy cat manness. But there's a lot of us that want to get together and talk about our cats, because we can't bring them to the dog park, so there's really no place for us to get together.
Online.
Right, except for online.
And that's why you began the Catnip Times in the first place,
which
is huge in the cat world. But let me talk more about the Meow Meetup. What are the dates?
The dates are July 21st and July 22nd. It's a Saturday and Sunday.
And what happens on this Saturday and Sunday, July 21st and 22nd?
So much happens. You can go there for both education and fun. So
I want to kind of separate. So
yeah,
you're involved. So the American Veterinary Medical Association is involved with this, which I love.
Yes.
Because what they're bringing to this is that education element,
mm-hmm.
because there's so much misinformation online as well.
There is.
So you have some leading veterinarians that will be speaking and answering questions.
Correct. So AVMA, as you mentioned, they will be there, and they're bringing a very impressive roster of speakers.
They are.
That will be there talking about all kinds of things, from different cat behaviors to debunking different cat myths about certain cat behaviors, talking about food and weight strategies, to how to report animal abuse if you suspect it. There's so many different topics, and they're all really, really interesting, and it's going to leave the attendee with something to walk away with.
And the question that I get most often asked on the radio, and also for my blog, people write me all the time, and the questions I get asked most often mm-hmm. have to do with behavior.
Yeah.
And Dr. Melissa Baines, a veterinary behaviorist who's brilliant from UC Davis and, may I say, a Chicago Cubs fan, she will be there as well.
She will be there. She's going to be there on Saturday, and she's going to be doing a number of different talks. Like I mentioned, one of them is how to catify your house, so the importance of enrichment and
enriching your house. Yeah, I love that.
For indoor cats. And
because I'll tell you, I don't want to gloss over that topic, because the good news for me is that more of our cats are staying indoors than ever before.
Right.
However, without an enriched environment, we live in a nation filled with brain-dead fat cats.
Right.
And we can change that. Mm-hmm. And we now know that a lack of an enriched environment, when cats are not stimulated, when cats do not have an opportunity to do what they were born to do, which is hunt and pounce, and there are ways to do that indoors
mm-hmm.
without actually inviting mice into your house.
Correct.
And we'll, Dr. Baines will talk about that, I suspect. It can actually lead to medical problems
mm-hmm.
when cats don't have that enriched environment. and also, if you will, emotional issues. And then they begin to think outside the litter box, and a cat that has accidents may be relinquished. So it's right. exceedingly important.
It is. It's very important because the cats are naturally, they're outdoor animals, and we've brought them inside over the last 100 years.
Which I'm happy about.
Yeah, which I think is fantastic. Yeah. But we have to recognize that they have a curiosity, and they like to hunt, and they like to explore. And so you have to provide that same sort of opportunity indoors.
Now, I don't know that a cat convention could be complete without a kitten playground or something like that.
Right. So we're going to have an adoption lounge there.
An adoption lounge.
Yes.
And instead of coffee, there'll be catnip?
Right. Well, there's a couple different areas where there's going to be cats. So I think the area that you are referring to is our cat cafe. So there will be cats in our cat cafe, and people can sit down and relax with a cup of cat cappuccino, if you will.
Of course.
And, right, catnip and some cats, and just, you know, just hang out and chill out in there and play with some of the adoptable cats, which will be great. We're going to have kitty yoga as well.
So pardon me?
Kitty yoga.
Explain this.
Different from goat yoga, which I know is all the rage right now. People can come in, do a very relaxed version of yoga, so you don't have to wear special clothes. It's really probably going to be more playing with cats than yoga, but we're calling it yoga. We will have a certified yoga instructor there, and you'll have cats that will hopefully be jumping on you and interacting with you and going under your body as you're doing some of the yoga poses, so that'll be a lot of fun. And then the adoption lounge, that's sponsored by Pet Comfort by WeatherTech, so we're excited about that because our goal for that weekend is to adopt out 100 cats.
Really?
Yeah, we want to find families for about 100 cats.
Where are you getting these? Where are these cats from?
They are coming from Almost Home Foundation. So they're a non-for-profit in the area. They are all foster-based.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really excited to partner with them because they depend on events to show off their cats. Unlike certain shelters where they get regular traffic, these cats don't see regular traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a great opportunity for them to meet the public and hopefully find their forever home.
Well, you know, there's the Chicago Tribune. You've heard of,
course,
the Tribune, and then there's the Chicago Sun-Times.
Of course.
But I want to talk about the publication that I think is the most important one in Chicago, or probably in America. That would be the Catnip Times.
It is.
I think so, too. So at 13 minutes before 7 o'clock, we will talk about that next. Oh, also, I've got to turn over my shoulder here because I'm sure I have some text. I'm afraid to look almost, but I will, and we'll do all that next.
Well, that's an interesting thing. I had no idea.
I thought I told you that, no?
No, no. So listeners, I do need to turn on my microphone. So listeners of this very radio show on WGN, if they go to, how do they do this? Let's back up a step.
Yeah.
So I'm your keynote speaker?
Yes,
ooh,
you are. So
what an honor.
It
is.
I am
actually
honored. So.
No, I am.
No, I am.
I am.
No, I am. No, we are all very honored to have you as our keynote speaker. So you're going to be opening up the festivities on Saturday, or Catterday for us cat people.
But, you know, what's exciting and what I just found out, I'm cheap. So I could save all of you guys money. So if you want to go to the Meow Meetup, there's a special code that people can type in, and it's cheaper.
Yeah, and it's easy to remember.
What's the code?
Steve Dale.
So how do they do this? What website do they go to?
So go to meowmeetup.com.
Meowmeetup.com.
Yes, and then they'll get redirected to the Catnip Times because it's a Catnip Times event, so we're hosted by the Catnip Times. And then they can click on tickets,
uh-huh,
and then they'll be taken to our ticketing website, and then just enter in the discount code Steve Dale to get $5 off.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
How much are the tickets?
Tickets are $30 for adults.
For one day?
For one day, and
okay,
it's $50 for the weekend.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. So very, very nice. And then you can save $5. So
yep.
Let's walk people through this again. Go to which site?
Meowmeetup.com.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And, yeah. And then you can click on tickets and then enter in the code Steve Dale.
I love that. I had no idea it'd be saving people money. I like that idea. So I'm the keynote speaker the first day, that's Saturday, and the second day, Becky Robinson of Alley Cat Allies. And Becky had the notion years ago, let's do trap, neuter, return, which is now trap, neuter, return, vaccinate, I hope. And she will be there. She's made an amazing difference, you know?
Right. I'm really excited to have her there because she's really an icon, I think, in this industry, just as you are, but for the TNR movement and really the community cat movement and how we treat feral cats and stray cats in this country and getting that under control and really getting the message out about the importance of spay and neuter and that sort of thing. So we're really excited to have her. She'll be doing our Sunday keynote.
And I know that one of your sponsors is Royal Canin. They're involved with the cat cafe that we spoke about.
The kitty yoga.
The kitty yoga. Yep. I'm sorry. And in fact, I've mentioned catnip a couple times. And one of the questions you could text or call 312-981-7200. Several people just congratulating you on the event.
Oh,
some questions about military working dogs, which I spoke about way earlier. And one suggestion that Rin Tin Tin was the greatest, but that wasn't. That was the movies. That wasn't real. But that's okay. Still an amazing. I remember Rin Tin Tin. I watched those old movies too. Let me scroll down. Oh, the Cat Academy. What is that?
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. But someone said, I want to know what the Cat Academy is.
I would love if someone would let us know what that is.
Maybe you can get credits for learning about cats. Maybe you could begin a Cat Academy.
So I'm actually working on this. So that's a little secret for you.
What?
Yeah, so it's a little secret for your listeners here. I'm working on putting together like a certificate program for people who attend the show.
That's cool.
And they go to all of the different learning sessions. I want to give them a little certificate of learning. So it's kind of like a little academy or what I would imagine a cat academy. But
maybe
I haven't
this person knew that.
Quite fleshed that out yet.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't told anybody, so maybe they're mind readers then.
Maybe. The catnip times that I've mentioned. What is that?
The Catnip Times is a blog that I started about 6.5 years ago, mostly to advocate for cats.
And did you have any idea that several years later you'd be holding this huge event, first event of its kind, you'd be including the American Veterinary Medical Association, you'd be on WGN Radio, and you would have millions, literally millions of people around not only America, around the world following you?
No. I mean, the easy answer there is no, or the quick answer. I had no idea. I didn't think anyone would ever read anything that I was putting out there, but I recognized that there was a need, this was 6.5 years ago, for good information about cats. There's a lot of misinformation about cats and a lot of myths about them, and I wanted to dispel some of that, and it was just a great way to get that message out. And I was toying with Twitter and Facebook and different social media, and I had no idea that some of my articles would resonate as much as they did. So it's exciting.
Well, and it points out the need, you know. And in fact, there are so many misconceptions. That's greatly what I'll be talking about. My talk, I think I'm going to be calling Cats the Rodney Dangerfield of Pets.
Nice.
Because they don't get the respect that they should get. And it's interesting. Cats are, by the numbers, they should be man's best friend.
Right.
There are more cats than dogs in America. Having said that, people tend to love dogs for cats, and I'll talk about why I think this is the case. People either seem to love them or they don't, and sometimes when they don't, they really don't.
Right, right. You hear that, and that's very vocal. I found that, too, that when people like dogs, they're very vocal about it. When they don't like cats, they're not shy about saying that they don't like them, that they're allergic to them, that they're evil, that they're mean. They have all kinds of things to say. But I notice if somebody doesn't like dogs, they just say, oh, I don't like dogs. But, you know, maybe I was bitten or something like that. But there's a lot of misinformation about cats. I think the people who don't like cats just don't understand cats.
Yeah, they've never had one.
Right.
In most cases, anyway. Or maybe they haven't visited a place like MedVet Chicago, where cats are there at the very top of the list. They are cat-friendly, and that's an official designation. And I know the American Association of Feline Practitioners will be a part of the Meow Meetup as well.
Yep.
Cats aren't family. They are family. That's why doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when your pets, dogs and cats, lizards, hamsters, gerbils, doesn't matter, need the most. Really, I mean, You wouldn't believe it walks through their doors or crawls or slithers through their doors. They're located at the corner of Belmont Western and Clybourne. MedVet provides emergency specialty and critical care 24/7. They are a level one trauma center, an American Animal Hospital Association accredited referral hospital, meaning that your pets will always receive the most comprehensive and compassionate care available. Learn more. Write this down. Here it is. Phone number 773-281-7110. That is MedVet for Pets. Again, the Meow Meetup. But first of all, a question, text yes. question. We have lots, but one I want to ask. Catnip Times, what newsstand can I pick that up at is the question.
We're saving trees, so you have to go to thecatniptimes.com to
Got
pick it up.
Okay. And to learn more about the Meow Meetup, where do people go?
Go to www.meowmeetup.com.